I knew I'd find you in one of these guest rooms. You drank quite a bit tonight, didn't you? It's almost like you wanted someone to take advantage of you. Otherwise, why would you make such a stupid decision that makes you incapable of making other decisions, huh? Not quite out all the way, huh? That's okay. I prefer it when you're awake anyway. Here, let me... this pesky thing out of the way. Under the covers of anyone walks in, they don't see anything. I brought you that nice glass of water on your nightstand. Of course, most important part, I'm a girl. So no one's gonna think that I'm sneaking in here to rape a cute little thing like you. I'm too weak and innocent for that. I don't get such depraved, overwhelming thoughts of violating someone like men do, right? Someone like me could never, ever do something this awful. So they let me in here with a completely blackout drunk cutie like you. And if they check up on me and they see me in bed right up next to you, they won't think anything of it. My dress is still on and they can see that poking out from the covers. And they see the water I brought you. They'll think I'm being such a good friend taking care of you. And even if you do remember this, which I highly doubt you will, there's no way anyone is gonna believe you if you try and say something. You were too drunk to realize what was going on. You're probably just projecting your horny drunk thoughts. I was just innocently holding you, you poor sick thing. And even if someone did believe you, what could they even do about it? You know, our justice system doesn't actually deal justice. Especially not in cases of sexual assault. Especially not when it's a woman perpetrating it. After all, it's your fault for letting yourself get into such a vulnerable state like this, isn't it? Letting yourself get blackout drunk at a party full of strangers. Being laid down to sleep it off in a guest bedroom, all alone, secluded. Everyone you thought you could trust distracted by the party outside. It's your fault for being so cute and tempting me. Really, this is a compliment. Why would I do this to someone that I didn't think was incredibly attractive? Someone that I didn't think was worth being a villain just a touch. Speaking of touching you, you feel so good. My fingertips rubbing along these sensitive parts so lightly. Cooing in your ear. Telling you how sexy you are. Reminding you that you have no control in this. There's no going back. There's no undoing this. There's no undoing what led to this. So, while you're mine, and only mine, you might as well just give in and enjoy it. I don't even know if that foggy, blacked out brain of yours can comprehend what's happening right now. You're not entirely leaning into my touch, but again, I can't tell if it's because you're trying to get away from me and your poor body just won't process. If you're enjoying this, if you're thinking that you totally scored getting a cutie like me to come and fuck an innocent little thing like you, of course you're not entirely innocent, but I'll let you in on a secret. If it's already gonna happen, you might as well enjoy it. It won't change the fact that what I'm doing to you is wrong. That it's rape, that it's assault. And that's entirely selfish and depraved. So it's okay if you enjoy it. It's not gonna change anything. You not enjoying it isn't gonna get you out of the situation. It isn't gonna help you sleep at night. So you might as well just give in. Your brain isn't made for thinking right now. All you can do is lie there and take it. Take everything I give you, whether you're thankful of it or not. Your body's so heavy and tired and confused. But you're still reacting to my touch. I can feel it. Your body wants me, doesn't it? Even if your brain can't process anything that's going on. Body wants me. You subconsciously want me. Do you even know what I look like? Can you even see me in this dark room? Probably not, with your head tilted that way and me cuddled up right next to you and touching, teasing you, all under the blankets, and no one who walked in to check on us, to check on you, would ever be the wiser. You know, fucking drunk that I almost wish that you were being a little more vocal. The party's so far away, loud and chaotic, that no one would hear you if you let out a couple extra loud whines or whimpers. Maybe even a protest. Maybe even a stop. No, don't. You'd sound so no matter what you try to do, you wouldn't be able to get away. You wouldn't be able to deter me. It would just make it all the more exhilarating. Taboo is a very big kink for a lot of people, not just me. You probably have a thing for it too. Probably secretly hoping that you'd be taken advantage of like this. Isn't that right, baby? Yeah. You secretly wanted this. You secretly wanted me. Kind of disappointed you'll probably never remember what I look like. I wonder if you would remember my voice if we met again when you were sober. Probably not if I was talking at a normal volume. That would make me so horny. Seeing you again in public, you being completely unaware. I wonder if you'll even remember being raped by me. I wonder if you'll even remember being raped at all. I wonder how many times I could attend the same function as you. Watch you get way too drunk. Fuck your body. It's so perfect. I just can't stop myself from touching you. I wonder how many times I can do this. Stalk you until you get way too drunk and make the same stupid mistake. Letting your guard down. Having no defenses of your own. When no one would ever suspect me, so when I try to help you, if you don't remember being fucked, being touched like this, groped like this, fucking raped like this, if you don't remember it when you come to the next morning, then I've gotten away with it completely. No one would know what I did. Not even you. And I could just do it again and again and again, and you'd be my long-term designated rape toy. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You know, if you really had a penchant for this, maybe I'd even become close friends with you. You'd trust me to take care of you when you're blackout drunk. Maybe some things other than alcohol, even. Like, as long as you don't remember the next morning. Fuck. It'd make me so horny. Like having a fantasy that I've played out in my head a million times already. Except this is one that was in real life. This is one I've already acted on. Oh, fuck. Getting to rape a cute little thing like you. I'm completely vulnerable. Oh, and the way your body responds to my touch. Even when those limbs are so heavy. And your poor little drunk brain is so confused. I can't decide whether you're enjoying this, whether this is right or wrong. Can you feel me grinding my needy pussy into the back of your leg as I spoon you in the position to make sure, you know, just to make sure that you don't throw up on yourself and choke on it? Just making sure you stay on your side in the throw-up recovery position, right? I'm just being a good friend. Oh, I'm grinding into the back of your thigh like this. Humping you while I reach my arm around and toy with you. My little rape. My little plaything. Is it technically even rape if consent was never an option? Of course it is. I know you're getting close. Those little whimpers and confused moans. Slightly louder. Slightly faster. Slightly more of them. And I can feel your body. The way your body's moving. The way it's reacting. You're turned on. Your body's in survival mode. Still trying to filter out all that poison you willingly drank. And even then, I can still muster up the strength and the willpower to show me how much you like it when I rape you. That's it. Come on. Show me how much you like it when I take advantage of you like this. If you're lucky, you won't even remember this. So you won't have to live with the survivor's guilt. You won't have to live with the guilt of knowing you could have changed your fate if you had just made smarter decisions. That maybe you could have stopped this somehow. Surely you'd be beautiful. Surely you'd be able to overpower a small little thing like me. Oh, if only... That's what was happening now. Fuck. I think I'm gonna come soon. What do you think, baby? Do you think that after I come from grinding my needy pussy on the back of your thigh, that I should clean you up? Or should I leave it as evidence? You wonder what this clear, dried-on stuff is in the morning. Should I clean you up when you come? Or should I make you think that maybe you just had a wet dream while you were blacked out? Oh god, that'd be so hot. As much as I'd want to take care of you so I could get away with this over and over and over again, I don't know if I'd be able to hold myself back from knowing that you know what I did to you. You better fucking come. That's it. Come on, baby. Oh, I know your body's ready. If you can process a single word I'm saying right now, it better be this one. Come. Come for me. Come on. This whole situation, it's fucking ideal. And no one saved you. Not even a higher power. I don't even know you well enough to know if you believe in that stuff, but... If you do believe in that stuff, higher powers. Something out there that is to thank for good things happening. Not even that saved you from this. Which I guess that would mean. I guess that would mean that that higher power you worship, if you worship one, wanted this to happen for you. So maybe I'm a heaven sent. Or maybe I'm your God's given power. punishment for being such an irresponsible whore. Oh, what? Those little whimpers. Are you overstimulated? Is that what I needed to do to get you to try and resist me a little bit? Overstimulate you? Make you come once and then just keep touching you? You better be careful, baby. I think I'm getting addicted to you. This time, it's not even just the thought of you. It's not even just the thought of an act like this. Just you. And your perfect, vulnerable body. That perfect, stupid mind that let you get yourself into this position. About when I'm gentle with my touches. Nice and slow like this. Being so kind and caring, knowing how overstimulated you are. Taking your feelings into account, your pleasure into account. Even when fucking raping you. This is a dream come true. For you, it's probably a nightmare. Depends on what you remember. I don't even know if you're scared right now. If you weren't before, maybe you were when I didn't stop touching you after you came. Overstimulating you on purpose until I lightened my touch. You keep whimpering like that, then I'm never gonna want to stop touching you. I'll just overstimulate you like this until you're sobbing into that pillow and you don't even realize it. Just so fun to lazily stroke like this. Nice, gentle touches that elicit those sweet, sweet whimpers from you. I'm gonna have a lot of fun with you. Tonight was just the beginning. I think it would be best if I go now. Don't you? After all, we don't want anyone getting suspicious, now do we?